And what has gotten into Russia's top athlete? Needles, apparently. But more on that later as we yield for breaking news. Ed? Thank you. Breaking news that's horribly tragic. If your children are watching, we warn you it's graphic. Our lead story tonight atop the report was Donald Trump eating chicken with a knife and a fork. Plus, this Trump supporter is 11 years old, so what are his thoughts on?
Are you reading the scroll?
Who he thinks is best fit to lead us? Would he have voted for Obamacare when he was a fetus?
So, I really don't mean to step on your staging, but it seems like there's war. Some battles are raging.
Reporting the news. Is that not our vow?
You know what? You're right. I'll cover it now.
Well, the war continues.
Yes.
On Twitter, as planned.
No.
Between Donald Trump and a Littleton man.
Oh my gosh.
The fighting is fierce. No sight of the end. Follow it all on our app.
You're watching CNN.
What I mean is while we're reading these trivial mysteries, people are dying, we're losing our liberties. They're inside our what? Isn't that banned?
Inside our hardware.
I understand. Well, they could be in your phone at this very moment.
Yes.
Pokemons. This town's Pokemon
going. Oh my gosh.
Plus, expensive beer. How hoppy's the taste? Fareed Zakaria. Well, copy and paste.
Look, I really just think that there's stuff that we missed. Like, holy crap, is that true? Does that list exist?
Cover the news. Shake up the ranks.
The real news.
Thanks.
Well, it's a hidden document upon which fate swings.
Yes.
Fortune cookie fortunes. Who's writing those things?
Oh my gosh.
A man with no parachute just took a dive in today's most newsworthy instance. Of one flung from the sky.
I know this is tough, so forgive the belittling. Rome is engulfed and we're sitting here fiddling. Executive orders, economy stuttering. These are the stories we're sitting here covering.
There's war in Afghanistan, hurt in Iraq. You'd need $5 footlongs for turkey this bad.
Cut his mic.
Breaking news.
The war on whistleblowers continued today, and we'll update the condition of that Little League referee. Plus, it took the Olympics by storm. But what is it like to cup someone? Josh Duggar is in the studio.